Latest mapping on the Shadow Lake fire, some 15 miles northwest of Sisters, shows noticeable growth. Yesterday, the fire moved 1.5 miles to the west, and it's now within 4 miles of Highway 126. Its total size now at almost 5,500 acres. That's up about 900 acres from the day before. And with a very hot and dry weather system moving in, chances are things will get worse. Fire spokesperson Christy Bowles says the fire is so dangerous to fight and in such a remote area that they decided to let parts of the fire just burn out naturally.
This fire is going to burn until we have what we call a season-ending event, so we get significant rain or snow. Within the perimeter of where our firefighters are, where the fire has come to the edge of our fire lines, they're going to be mopping, what we call mopping up, or going in, putting out the hot spots. But as far as the interior part of the fire, we don't have any resources on that interior part of the fire, and that's going to continue to burn until it goes out on its own.
Fire crews are trying to keep the fire within the wilderness and out of the Clear Lake area. Crews battling the huge High Cascades complex near Warm Springs have pushed out the expected full containment date 2 weeks to September 21st. They had earlier hoped to contain it by Labor Day. As of 8 o'clock yesterday morning, a portion of the Pacific Crest Trail was closed due to fire activity. At this time, the closure runs from north of Olali Lake area at the Triangle Lake Horse Camp to just south of a Clackamas Lake campground where the Pacific Crest Trail crosses Road 42. Well, they spent 400 days serving overseas while here in Central Oregon. Friends and family waited for their return, and now that wait is over for some. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams was at the Redmond Airport when 16 local National Guard soldiers came home.
The air was filled with excitement and expectation, and then the troops opened the terminal doors and walked in. Taylor Sammons of Redmond was greeted by his fiancée, Elizabeth.
Happy to be back. Ready to get life back online after taking a year off.
Taylor wants to start building a car, and then he will report back to military training in December. Now, the homecoming triggered memories for Ron Clemens of Madras.
Just welcoming home the troops. We weren't afforded that opportunity when we came home.
Patrick Johnstead has planned a special surprise for his mother.
They don't know I'm here. I'm going to surprise them, show up in a police car, just see the reaction.
16 soldiers are from the 3rd Battalion, 116th Cavalry Brigade. I'm Dave Adams, Operation Eagle's Wings, reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And 52 soldiers were expected. The balance of them that did not arrive are still in Washington State. They should return to Central Oregon in the next day or so. Well, all students are back in school today, but yesterday it was the freshmen who started their school year in Bend Lapine Schools. Dr. Lynn Baker, principal at Summit High School, says he's very impressed with this year's freshman class.
Well, they look to be one of our largest freshman classes, and just seeing their cooperation with our link activities in the gym, I think they're going to be a great class. Class of 2015.
Baker says how the change to a 7-period day will affect everyone is yet to be seen. He predicts that people will acclimate well, and this will be a very productive year. Student body president Sarah Edwards says they're really looking forward to the first time that all the students get together for a rally.
We have our first assembly. It's a welcome back assembly on Friday, and we're actually doing it out on the field for the first time. Usually we have assemblies in the gym, but we're doing it out on the field, so that'll be fun. We can do a lot more games out there, like on the turf.
And everyone that we talked to at Summit feels this year will be a great year. U.S. Senators, some old, some young, memorialized late Oregon Senator Mark Hatfield. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
Vermont Republican Patrick Leahy served 23 years with Mark Hatfield.
Virtually everybody serving during that time, Republican or Democratic alike, considered him a friend.
Leahy and others saw Hatfield as a leader governed by his conscience, his faith, and what he believed his constituents expected of him. Current Oregon Senator Ron Wyden's tenure overlapped Hatfield's.
Senator Hatfield was the great reconciler.
More than one senator wondered if anyone today can bridge the divide between Republicans and Democrats, as did Hatfield. Hatfield died August 7th. He was 89. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And let me remind everybody that we will carry the president's speech this afternoon beginning at 4 o'clock right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. We've got news coming up for you at 6:35. And in the meantime, you can check us out online at KBND.com. Get instant updates by following us on Twitter. And Kim and the Count ask that you please like them on Facebook. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110 KBND.